Your word is formaldehyde.
Can you use it in a sentence?
As you're sitting in your basement, you hit your vape, but then your mom walks in, freaks out, and starts listing the toxic chemicals you could be inhaling into your body, like formaldehyde. Which she singles out because it's the same chemical used to preserve your Uncle Rico's funky-smelling taxidermied fox. Formaldehyde. Vaping can expose you to toxic chemicals like formaldehyde. No need to spell it out any more than that. Brought to you by The Real Cost and FDA.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and an any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Let's go to a music section with D Ready and John Cadell. And I'm trying to throw in a few of my favourite albums and gigs of the year as well. So let's start. D, I'm going to start with you. And as it happens, you have picked an album I was actually going to put in as a late choice because I was only listening to it this morning and I love it. Infinity Song and Metamorphosis Complete. It's a beautiful album.
Ah, I am so glad now you've started listening to it, Matt. It is just...
It was on your recommendation.
Yeah, that's right. A couple of weeks back because I went to see them. They did a live gig in the Workman's, which I honestly, that was my gig of the year, easily. They're just so superb. They are a New York sibling band. So I think it's three guys and two girls and they are African-American. They were discovered actually by a producer of who works for Jay-Z, which is
problematic,
something we won't get further into in this segment. They perform, I suppose, music that is kind of unlikely coming from a group of New York African-American siblings in their kind of late teens, early 20s. It's very soft rock. It's kind of very Fleetwood Mac.
Do a cover of Fleetwood Mac.
Excuse me. Yes, they do. They have a fabulous cover of Dreams, as covered by another sibling group, The Corrs. This is much, much better. It's gorgeous album. One of the songs on it I nearly actually chose as my song of the year, When the Rain Comes, which is kind of, I suppose you'd call it almost a B-side. It's not the biggest song on the album by any means. I just love it. They've also got a great one called Haters Anthem, which is just basically about being a hater and how that can be great. But yeah, superb album. Definitely recommend it.
But the track we're actually going to play a little bit from is called Slow Burn. So that's Infinity Song, and the album is Metamorphosis Complete. And I would agree with Dee, that's one of the highlights of the year.
Great.
John, what's your first pick, please?
Well, I've gone for the first album in, about 14 years or more from The Cure. Now, this album was mooted for at least the last 4 or 5 years. He said, yeah, it's nearly done. As it happens, I found out yesterday there's a companion album to it on the way, and also a live album out, I think, since about Friday week.
And that means that in 20 years' time, you can look forward to a big box set being delivered
to
you.
Absolutely. But the album is called Songs of a Lost World. I think it's sort of darker Cure territory as opposed to the slighter Cure albums like Wish from 1992 and maybe 4:13 Dream. But this is sort of like, this is the album you would have wanted The Cure to come back with in 2024. And we're going to take a clip from it called a song called Alone, I think.
Thank you. still distinctive voice, Robert Smith.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know about you guys, but when
it
I
sounds
was
great.
When I was growing up, they were such a huge band, an absolutely massive band. And this album has actually returned them to the top of the UK and US charts. So well done to them.
I'm going to start throwing in a few of my selections.
Oh, don't, please.
Go on.
I am. My first one is the Black Keys.
Oh, very good, yes.
Ohio Players is a terrific album. Yeah. And it was also my highlight of the year for live gigs. I saw them down the Three Arena, went with one of my daughters and her boyfriend. The three of us went and we had a fantastic night. It was a terrific concert, not just from the Ohio Players, but lots of the old tracks and so many good Black Keys tracks.
Yeah. They have a fair big back catalogue.
They have a terrific back catalogue. And Dan Oberak has his own solo stuff as well. Yeah. And the Arcs are brilliant as well. So there's loads. In fact, it came up on my Spotify. I've listened to more Black Keys than anything else this year.
Oh, wow.
So this is Beautiful People.
Just a friend on the wind seeking shelter. There's a crack in the sky and a light from on high. I get higher and higher when I'm with her.
Great.
That's super.
And I think that's one of the tracks in the album that Noel Gallagher co-wrote Dan Oberak.
Right, okay. Nice one.
Okay, so that's it. Your second choice, Dee, was also my second choice.
Fantastic.
As it happened. So we're overlapping on this. And I have to give credit to our good friend Dave Hanratty.
Yeah.
John Cadell, Irol.
He had his pick of the week.
He introduced me to public service broadcasting.
As I did point out to you, I had tried to introduce you to the one Race to Space came out, but sure, look.
Okay, but I'm
happy to let Dave.
Race to Space is a fantastic
album. Amazing, it's superb.
When have you ever taken any recommendations that I gave you ever?
Anyway, Dee, let's continue talking about public service broadcasting.
Yes,
they're very hard to describe because it is something entirely different.
How I would always describe them to people is in that they make music based largely on sampling, but instead of sampling other music, they sample historical archives. So it could be a piece of the news or a recording of an interview, and that is sort of interlaced then with instrumental pieces that are appropriate to the sort of tone or theme that they are doing.
Telling a story. They're telling a story about the Welsh coal mines or
the
London Blitz. Or in this case, The Last Flight is about Amelia Earhart's story from the 1930s.
And like such a fascinating story. It's the fifth album that they've done. And I love this kind of idea of almost capturing the essence of a historical story and telling it in such a different way through the medium of song. So it's still split up into distinct songs like any other album, but they're almost like chapters in the story. And this one is particularly inspired, as you say, by Amelia Earhart. And she was the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic and Pacific oceans and then obviously very famously went missing.
Let's hear the fun of it.
And what I love about that is anyone listening to us talk about it before we played it might have gone, oh God, that sounds a bit concept album for me. But the music is so listenable. it just kind of captures the
it's
spirit.
It's a bit of movie soundtracks
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, it captures the spirit of the story.
They played the Olympia early in November. Unfortunately, I had already committed to been down the country for something else and couldn't go to it. I'd love to have gone along to see it. Okay, what's your second choice, please, John?
Well, I don't think I'm directly in her target market, but I think you could have gone anywhere this year without hearing at least four or five tracks from Sabrina Carpenter's album, Short and Sweet. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about the album is that it does live up to the hype. It's an album just full of fantastic, infectious pop songs. I mean, everybody knows Espresso, Please, 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 Bedchem. But it's, you know, you put it on from start to finish and there is not a flickable moment on it. There's no songs that you would want to skip. It's a brilliant achievement and a fantastic pop album. It's the definition, really, of a pop album, full of just, you know, really infectious songs, great melodies, great lyrics, sort of sassy lyrics. And this was certainly one of the songs of the summer from what we're going to play a clip of, I think, Espresso.
I'm working late, cause I'm a sinner. Oh, we look so cute, wrapped around my finger. My twisted humor, making love so often. My honeybee, come and get this pollen. Not too bad, your ex don't do it for you. Walked in and dream came true for you. Soft skin and not perfume for you.
Okay, Espresso there. I'm not going to go to another choice yet as we've just shared our same second choice. So I'll go back to you, Dee. And you're going for Fontaine's DC and Romance.
Yeah, love, love, love this album. It's a great follow-on to A Hero's Death, which was nominated for a Grammy back in 2020. And I suppose they've sort of shifted their focus with this album a little bit in... It feels more musical in some way, but also it's kind of, rather than showing the grim, stark reality of life in Dublin and Ireland, they've since moved to London and this is a different sound as a result, but it's fantastic. It's up there with some of the best stuff that they've ever done. And I suppose just a good inclusion for a great year that they've had. They've announced really, really big shows for London next year, and of course they just recently had two shows in the Three Arena as well.
But they're in that sort of era now, Dee, I think, where every album they release gets them bigger than they were.
Exactly.
So they're
absolutely
certainly on that sort of trajectory, yeah, of they're seriously going places.
They absolutely are.
Let's hear In the Modern World. There we are, Fontaine's DC. John, your next choice is Jack White, formerly of the White Stripes.
That's correct. This album sort of came out of nowhere in August. It appeared on streaming services and later got a physical release. It's called No Name. It's just a blue cover. You know, the White Stripes colours were always red, white and black. Well, Jack White's colours are blue and little else, really. But anyway, the thing I love about Jack White and I love about this album is you can sort of get the impression that he's a musician through and through, and you get the impression that he has to make these albums. He has to get these songs out of him and put them out.
A bit like Prince, is it?
Yeah, I think so. He wouldn't be as prolific as Prince, but you just,
few
you know.
Few would, though.
What?
Few would.
Well, true, yeah. But he just sort of, it's like it's what he does, and he's going to record these songs, he's going to put them out, and whoever can have them, wants to have them, can have them. But a song we're going to play is called Old Scratch Blues, and it's a great album.
Said she wants you, so tell me everything you know. I'm not trying to alarm you or harm you, but is there something that I need to know? Yeah.
Like, you can be guaranteed there's no music editing software there. That is that band in a room mic'd up.
Well, do you know what? I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to give that a go over the Christmas period.
Once! At
no,
last!
You don't.
That's my Christmas
John.
Gift
Happy
to you.
Christmas.
After 7.5 years of talking about music with this man, he finally says that he'll listen to something I recommend.
Yeah, but check out when we come back early in January whether I actually have or not.
I'm going to choose not to do that.
Okay, I'm going to go to making the next choice. And this came up, Gavin Friday did a brilliant culture club for us just over a year ago. He was terrific company. And then when he brought out his new album, Ecce Homo, I asked him to do the Magnified podcast interview and he was fantastic on it. It's available if anyone wants to get that on Go Loud or wherever you get your spot, your podcast, the Magnified series. But I really actually started listening to his album Ecce Homo and I thought it was terrific when I've listened to it. So let's hear the theme track.
He's always had the sort of European industrial sound to him.
Well, as I said to him, actually, I got vibes of Stephen Wilson off that as well.
Yeah.
And he was involved with one of the lads from Soft Cell, was involved in the making of this. So, but you're right, there is very much sort of European pop thing around, but it's a really engaging album.
Yeah, he's like a walking encyclopedia of music too, Gavin.
He is.
He's fantastic, yeah.
So, okay, that's my next choice. What's your next one, please, Dee?
It's Pillow Queens, Name Your Sorrow. I was only delighted, actually, to be doing this list up because I was trying to avoid recency bias. And so I went back and looked at some of my recommendations earlier in the year. This one was from, I think, April. And had kind of forgotten about it in the meantime and listened to it all day. Again, and it's gorgeous. I mean, this is their third album and I've loved everything that they've done so far. But for me, this is one of their strongest. It's called Name Your Sorrow and this song is like a lesson.
Okay, there we are. That is a little bit of Pillow Queens. And what's the next one you're going to give us, John?
Well, I was wondering what I put this in or Dua Lipa, but I've decided to go for an album that I suppose is cheating a bit. It came out last year, but this has certainly been the year that people...
Did you not get the memo that you're supposed to go with music released in 2024? We could all have cheated and started going back into the previous year because it came out good in 2024.
Well, I noticed that you only picked 4 albums when you were meant to pick 5. We won't go into that.
Sorry, I did actually. Remember, there was a crossover of 2
I only have
with
4.
Myself and Dee.
Because the choices were so strong that we both chose
went for the same things.
Yeah.
Sorry, anyway, carry on there.
Anyway,
John.
Yeah, so...
We're really getting into the Christmas cheer here. You're starting to sound like Scrooge.
Well, you know, if I was let speak. Anyway, Chapel Roan, 2024 has been Chapel Roan's year. It certainly is the year that everybody discovered this album. Let's be honest. All let's not spit hairs. It's called The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess. She played here in September, October.
Yeah,
nobody,
in the Olympia.
I don't know who went because nobody I know who likes Chapel Roan actually was able
managed
to get
the tickets. Yeah.
But also she has been, apparently she's going to headline Reading and Leeds next year, and there's talk that she may do Electric Picnic.
I was just about to say, if she's in Reading and Leeds,
there's often cross over there. Yeah.
So I think a lot of people will get a chance to see her then. But anyway, the album, I think it was certainly caught the imagination of a hell of a lot of people this year. She's absolutely one of the artists of the year. And I think we're going to take a clip of the song Hot to Go.
Face to face with them.
powerful voice, Chapel Rondo. That's Good Luck, Babe.
Yes, yeah, I got it wrong.
Such a tune. I because I'd seen your picks, I would have had that down as one of mine.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Yeah. I think that like 2024 has really been about the girls, hasn't it? Like you
the
think
girls.
Taylor Swift,
like that.
Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish.
Charlie XCX. I mean, they've just...
Not forgetting Taylor.
Taylor, I mentioned.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they've just... They've owned 2024. Mm. They've owned pop for the last
few girlies,
years.
The pop girlies, yeah.
Yeah, they really have.
Yeah, well, Taylor Swift in Lansdowne Road for the couple of nights
yeah.
and stuff. And Charlie XCX is
Pratt
coming
summer.
Back next
she
year.
She owned the
yeah,
summer shirt.
She did, yeah,
yeah. Absolutely. One of my daughters went over to London to see her recently. So trying to, but I actually was pointing out, I remember when Charlie XCX played... before Taylor Swift in Croke Park in 2016. And at the time, I was saying I preferred Charlie XCX.
Because I remember...
And isn't it mad that time the tickets didn't sell out?
That's
and
right.
people yeah. would have given their left arm to go see Taylor Swift or yeah. Charlie XCX this year.
Yeah. yeah, I thought she was terrific.
They're just having a moment.
Tell us about New Jackson.
Yeah, so this is, I think it's my last one of the albums that I will be taking forward into 2025 with me. It is Oops Pop. So this is David Kitt's electronic project. This album came out much earlier this year as well. So it features collaborations with a whole host of musicians like Rita Lynn, Richie Egan, who is, of course, Jape, Keane Kavanagh, Margie Jean Lewis, and Meg Cronin. It's the first New Jackson album since 2017. And it's like there's been a couple of one-off releases here and then since. But this I really loved. It's called Oops... Pop.
Try to be the architect, but time was such a thief. How we can just talk.
It's a really 80s throwback in that, isn't there?
Yeah. And actually, with that synth thing in the background there, it can almost be a bit Christmassy as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Happy Christmas, everyone.
Ah, happy Christmas to you as well. So that was New Jackson, and that was Oops Pop. You have John Grant.
John Grant.
You love John Grant.
I love John Grant.
And John loves you.
And I think, yeah. I've actually met him a couple of times when he's been in. He's an absolutely lovely man and a huge, huge talent and another encyclopedia of popular music. But his album came out earlier this year called The Art of the Line. And no prizes for guessing who that's a reference to. But he sort of dabbles in electronica a fair bit. He also has acoustic rock. On this album, he does everything. The song I think we're going to play a clip of is All That School for Nothing. And it's just his sort of his velvety voice and his like command of all of the instruments. He knows in his head exactly what he wants the song to sound like. And he seems to get it right all of the time. This is from the album.
I lost my patience several decades ago. Around the time I was in utero. They taught me all about hyenas and vultures. I saw them worshipping their tyrants and sculptures.
I'm really going to wind you up now by saying to you, John, that's sort of a bit like a 21st century Stevie Wonder funk.
Yeah, I'll take
yeah,
that.
That's yeah, that's cool.
I mean, who hasn't been influenced by Stevie?
No, because I thought you'd give out to me that I don't listen to enough Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, because I made you, I think, a CD. About 4 years ago, I made you a CD. And
for Christmas.
Stevie Wonder Deep Cuts by John Cadell.
I think he's using it as a coaster out there in his desk. But anyway.
We have something in common, though, in our choices. Because
yes.
I have picked one that... you were going to put in your top five,
yeah.
and then you saw I had it there. So, yeah. but we're in agreement on The Smile.
We are. Now, like, think about who's listened to The Smile without wishing they were listening to Radiohead. There is that. But it's the best we're going to get to a new Radiohead album until the five of them get into the room. So that is almost enough for me. The fact that the album itself is great is a bonus.
It is. And it's funny, I was listening to it again this morning and it struck me that Thom Yorke actually sounds very like how he used to in the 90s when he used to sound suspiciously like Bono.
Yeah, they were, and they were called the new U2 just before the Bends came out. But yeah, he's like, he sort of had so many effects in his voice over the years, from like certainly from Kid A onwards.
Yeah, this has gone back to what he used to be like in the 90s, which suits him.
Yeah, you sort of forgot how good a vocalist he actually is.
Well, from Cutouts, here's Zero Sum. The Smile and Zero Sum from Cutouts. Now, you have a couple of other things you want to throw in to finish out, don't you? You have a sort of a song or artist of the year suggestion to make to us.
Yeah, so for me, that would be Kneecap Fine Art. The album itself is great, but I think this song just really encapsulates the year 2024 and what it was for Kneecap, who have become, I think, one of the biggest names in international music. All of the stunts that they've pulled with regards to the British government, whether it's the Brit Museum or this song is actually in response to a mural that they did in 2022. They've just had an incredible year, and I think this sums it up.
Fine Art.
So you're wondering why we take ages to release music. We're always on stages, all over in different places, rocking balaclavas on our faces.
You can love us or hate us, won't affect a bit of our wages. More merch, more drugs, less cops, more folks, more scummets and out on cases. You can love us or hate us, won't affect a bit of our wages. More merch, more drugs, less cops, more folks, more scums, more
Fine Art.
There's Belfast's finest, Kneecap with Fine Art. And your pick that you've gone for, John, to finish us out with.
Yeah, I've also picked a controversial rap act. This is absolutely 110% for me the song of the year, let alone the fact that it samples Steve Miller Band's Abracadabra. It was from an album called The Death of Slim Shady. Like, if you have ears, you've heard it. It's Eminem and Houdini, and it's so clever lyrically.
Class.
And just, he's just so funny and so clever, and the, like, the melody is utterly catchy. It's Houdini from Eminem.
Guess who's back, 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 guess who's back. Y'all like work, and I don't gotta play pretend. It's you, I make believe, and you know I'm here to stay. Cause me, if I was to ever take a leave, it would be as friend to break a feed. If I was to ask for Megan Thee Stallion, if she would collab with me, would I really have a shot at a feat? I don't know, but I'm glad to be back like
ever, ever.
And for my last trick, I'm about to
brilliant. It's
such a good choice.
Brilliant.
Listen, a happy Christmas to both of you. Thank you both for all of your fantastic contributions throughout the year. I do value your judgment, John, despite the occasionally maybe perhaps giving the impression that I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm smiling. It's a Christmas miracle.
So John Cadell, D-Ready, thank you. And we look forward to having you throughout the year, throughout 2025, when that comes up very, very soon.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Here's an offer you don't want to miss. For just $3, treat yourself to a Krispy Kreme donut, like their irresistible chocolate donut with sprinkles, and in any size hot coffee or refreshing iced tea. Just three. Whether you're fueling up for the day or just taking a sweet break, this deal is for you. Price and participation may vary. Offer valid December 10th through April 30th, 2025 at participating McDonald's while supplies last. Krispy Kreme and associated trademarks used under license. Copyright 2024 KKDC. Copyright 2024 McDonald's.